State officials say Pennsylvania must reduce its prison population to prevent outbreaks of COVID-19 inside correctional facilities. They've taken some steps so far, but prison reform advocates say in the absence of more drastic action, incarcerated people are being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports.
Pennsylvania Corrections Secretary John Wetzel told reporters Wednesday that for now, his department plans to speed up the parole process as the main release valve for crowded prisons. He estimates that parole could free hundreds of the state's more than 44,000 prisoners. But ultimately, he's looking to the legislature to create more opportunities for release.
Make no bones about it. Part of our response to this has to be having less people.
For those who remain, the pandemic means more time in their cells and less time in communal spaces. Wetzel says prisons can isolate people who test positive for the virus, but he acknowledges most inmates are still sharing cells.
Some of our older places with these big, huge housing units, that's more of a challenge. But we're really trying to achieve this concept of social distance to the extent possible.
Wetzel says most cells measure about 10 by 10 feet. Critics say, given the size of the current prison population, it's impossible for inmates to keep a safe distance from one another. Brett Grody of the Abolitionist Law Center says officials need to be more aggressive about freeing inmates. He and other activists say many prisoners pose no threat to public safety. And Grody says even those who do have rights.
Failure to dramatically reduce the population in jails and prisons is going to necessarily result in cruel and unusual punishment that cannot be remedied through any other means.
The federal constitution bans cruel and unusual punishment, and the U.S. Supreme Court has said that can include the risk of future serious illness if prison officials are aware of the risk and don't do enough to stop it. That ruling involved a prisoner who shared a cell with a chain smoker and complained he'd been exposed to secondhand smoke. A Pennsylvania federal judge invoked that case earlier this week when he ordered the release of 10 immigrant detainees whose health made them especially vulnerable. University of Pittsburgh law professor Jules Lobel says many inmates are at risk because prisons are crowded and unprepared to fight the virus. And he says many behind bars shouldn't be there anyway.
And that's been true for years, once we had the explosion of mass incarceration. But now we're seeing the draconian effects of that with this virus.
Lobel says Pennsylvania should release elderly inmates and those with pre-existing conditions. But he also thinks coronavirus underscores the need to reduce long prison sentences, especially for minor or nonviolent crimes.
And it may force a reckoning with our policies over the last 30 years that have led us to this situation.
Corrections Secretary Wetzel says many inmates have no home to return to and no guarantee of adequate medical treatment outside prison.
That sounds pretty cruel and unusual to me also.
Meanwhile, victims' rights advocate Jennifer Riley says officials must balance the health of incarcerated people against the rights of crime victims. She says activists are ignoring the latter concern.
They haven't mentioned crime victims once.
A state law requires officials to listen to victims of violent crime and their family members before freeing someone on parole. Victims are also entitled to be notified of their victimizer's release. But Riley worries these processes could break down in a rush to purge inmates.
We're not necessarily opposed to inmate release. We just want to make sure that victims are a part of the process.
Pennsylvania's victim advocate Jennifer Storm says coronavirus won't compromise her office's ability to uphold victim protections. Regardless, prison reform advocates say the last thing the justice system should be doing is threatening large numbers of prisoners and their guards with a death sentence. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.